We need to bring back, now that it's getting warm out, the Mike from the Roof.
Mike on a Roof.
Mike on a Roof segment, because you did a inspection for one of our listeners. Who was, she owned a two or three unit building or something like that?
Yeah, like I think it was a two flat.
And you had her up on the roof of her house.
I couldn't keep her off.
On a 40 mile an hour windy day.
No way.
Yeah, you could barely hear what they were saying. Mike put her in front, like put her position, our listener, so he could talk on the phone. That just tells you how loyal our listeners are. This lady, she weighed about 65 pounds holding 2 5-pound dumbbells. She could have been picked up and whisked off the roof at any time. Mike didn't care. Mike's just like, I'm trying to do a segment from the roof here, and you're there. Can you block the wind? And she went along with it.
She was good.
Yeah, she was good with it. Just that's good. That's nice. But I want to bring it back. Would you do that?
Yeah.
All right. So you will set up free inspections.
That's what we do.
Okay.
Free inspections, free estimates. Like Mike here said a little while ago, free estimates.
Okay.
There's too many people out there, too many companies now that are starting to charge for estimates in our industry, Mike.
Yeah, I agree. The majority, there are certain things that we do charge for estimates, but for you guys to not charge anything, that would be, I think that's a low percentage of companies that are willing to do that. So that's great for you and your customers.
It's free estimates. We also don't make you sign blank documents like storm chasers do that obligate you to 20 or 30% of an insurance settlement if it comes to that. We also aren't the pressure company. We don't sit down with mom and pop and try and push them into signing a document right now, right here.
Hotbox you?
Oh, hotbox, yeah. There's window companies and roofing companies and plumbing companies that probably try to do that. They probably try to, I know they do, because I just got an estimate for something in my house. And the guy, when we finally said, no, we're getting another estimate, it's like he pouted and left.
Well, I'll tell you what else you have to be careful of. Family-owned businesses that sell out to corporations, and they buy the family-owned business's book of business. And then the family-owned business, because they're still running the same trucks, right? It's ABC Plumbing or CentiGuard. It's not you guys, because you guys still own the company, but it could be heating and air conditioning. It could be electrical. It could be whatever. You think the name is still there, but it's different people pulling the levers behind the screens that you don't know about. And that technician that's coming out to check out whatever mechanical thing's going on in your house, or a roof in your case, Mike, or plumbing in your case, or heating and air conditioning, if it's Lindholm, Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning, a lot of those companies that they're competing with used to be family-owned. And they've sold out to other companies, and you still see the names on the side of their trucks. It's not the same company anymore. Right. And you have to be careful, because you're used to that same company, like Lindholm, like Lindemann, like CentiGuard, coming out, giving you the fair shake and telling you, hey, this is what's up. Okay, Dan's calling in, your guy Dan, that corrected all of the things that my builder's plumber, didn't do correctly. He's calling in at noon just to talk about, or 11:30, about all the screw-ups that he found and fixed. That's the point I'm trying to make here. When you listen to the show, we tell you what to be careful of and what to be aware of. So when the heating and air conditioning guy that comes into your house that used to be owned by a family-owned business is now coming in with the same family-owned name, but the it's not the same people. Yeah. You know, there's a monetary incentive for that technician to sell you a new unit instead of replacing a part on the unit.
Correct.
And the same thing goes in plumbing. The same thing goes with roofing. The same thing goes with everything. Electrical, painting. Same thing goes with everything. You got to be careful. Yeah. That's why we talk about it, right, Mike?
Don't be pressured. Pushed, prodded, hotboxed, you know, those companies out there that have changed ownership and they changed their approach. They changed their philosophy. They changed their friendship to customers is what they do.
Well, you have to make back your investment in the company that you just bought.
Right.
And now you've got the other owners that sold out, and there's hundreds of them in the area. You might think you're working with the same mom and pop company, but you're not working with the same mom-and-pop company. It's still the same mom-and-pop name, okay? But it's different owners, and they've got a different profit motive behind it. And you got to be careful. It's the only thing I'm bringing up. Just be careful of who you're working with and what they're doing. And always get a second opinion.
Always. Second or third.
Right. I don't understand. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yes, Michael.
Mike, I got a question for you. I know in our industry, you know, like what David's talking about, all these companies are pushing replacement, replacement, replacement. Now, I don't know this as a plumber, never being a roofer. I mean, our roofs, they can be repaired, can't they?
100%. We repair roofs all year long. You got a 10-year-old shingle roof that really has a 22 to 25 years life outside. Why wouldn't you repair it? Why wouldn't you re-caulk the chimney flashing or fix those two blown off shingles or or replace that squirrel chewed lead flashing collar?
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of the problem is with these companies coming in is a trustworthy company like yourself that's not going to high pressure them to buy a new roof and you'll actually repair it. That's
all the
important.
Time.
We
don't do high pressure. That's not our MO.
That was Stephen A. Leahy's high school band, the squirrel tube chew through the leather.
Lead
casing. They were big.
That was his high school band.
That was his high school band in Austin. They killed it.
He just left.
He just left. He just walked out. He didn't want to hear it, so that's why I took a shot. We're going to come back with more roof talk after these messages, but I want to talk about your warranties. I want to talk about financing options. I want to talk about inspections for new homes because insurance has gone up, okay? And one of the big things is replacing roofs are not cheap, okay? It's an investment.
It is.
And we need to talk about that. 312-981-7200. Did you hear me talk about your high school band?
Ben just told
me. Okay, 312-981-7200. He'll play it back, I'm sure. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. More with Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing after these messages.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Okay, here's the problem. I bring down the spot fader, and then I forget to bring it up. So that's when we go into breaks, and you don't hear the commercial, and then all of a sudden, bam! That's me.
Because I don't do it.
Yeah. There's too many buttons.
Okay. Wow, you're really having a hard time. You've only been doing this for how many years? 20?
19. Okay, 19. I'm button challenged.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981. Bringing it down now, Ben. This is bringing the fader, spot fader down. Okay. I will bring it back up in 30 seconds so we go into the next break without a challenge. They're betting in the other room that I forget. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We were talking during the break about, you know, old companies and new companies, and your old company is not really an old company anymore. It's a new company just with the same name. What percentage of your business is replacement as opposed to repair? 50-50, 40-60?
I'd say actually it's about 70% repair and 30% full replace.
Wow.
And we're talking repairs. When I say repairs, I'm for $365, we go out and we'll replace two or three shingles, caulk a chimney flashing, seal some exposed nail heads, blah, blah, blah. You know, sometimes those repairs can be $700-$900. It just depends on the volume of work that we have to do.
Or it could be $25,000 if you're going to work with a con artist who wants to get a new roof out of you.
A new roof that doesn't need to be replaced.
First time I met a Lindholm employee was Mr. Lindholm himself. He came to my house. I thought I had a leak in my sunroom, and we were getting ready to sell it. Happened to be bees made a big honey well in there, whatever they did. You know, they made a big hive, and it was the honey leaking out. He climbs up. The guy was 80-some years old, right? It had to be 95 degrees out here. And Mr. Lindholm, what, 120 pounds, 5'3", short guy? Ladder, schleps it all the way to my backyard, climbs up on my roof. He goes, he looks down at me. I'm like, what's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with this roof. It's perfectly fine. I'm like, all right, perfect. Away we go. So that was my first experience.
With Lindholm Roofing.
And it was Mr. Lindholm.
It was Mr. Lindholm. The owner, the original owner.
It was the owner. I had Mr. Lindholm on my roof. So when I went to sell my house and they're like, well, there's a leak there. I'm like, I had Mr. Lindholm on my roof. So stand back. All right. So back off. And there's nothing wrong with the roof.
People want new gutters and downspouts because they're overflowing. I go up and I pull a tennis ball out of the downspout. Boom. Guess what? Gutters and downspouts are working now.
But yeah. Other people out there will do a bait and switch and just completely replace something that doesn't need to be replaced.
Exactly. And they'll try and sit down with you and press you into it and sip a bottled water for an hour and a half until you're ready to call the cops to ask them to leave.
That's like going to a car dealership, except they're in your home.
Yeah.
That's no fun. It blows my mind that 70% of the work you guys do is repair. That tells you something. You know, that tells you that you guys are honest and you're doing it the right way and you're not just looking to oversell what people don't need. So I think that's really cool. I thought it would
be
the
opposite.
We get
a lot of business from that. What's going to happen, you know, 3 years from now, someone's getting quotes for a roof. Six roofers come out. Five say, you need a new roof. I go out, I find something, or one of my salesmen go out and they find something. We sell them a $380 caulk job. 3 years later, the same roof is still on the house, and it's time now. Who are they going to call?
Call you guys.
They're going to call us.
Because you took care of them.
Yep.
All right, we got a question here. I know it's not roofing or plumbing related, but Jeremy's not here, and I don't know anything about this. Jim in Northbrook, how are you?
Hey, David. Yeah, I'm one of those snowbirds who just got back into town. I found that we've got a GFI outlet over our kitchen sink that has blown and I can't reset it. And the dishwasher and the disposal are right there as well. So I'm gonna try and replace it. Just before I get into it, I want to find out if there's anything tricky I should think about in replacing it. Obviously, I'll turn off the breaker first, but anything else I should be aware of?
Yeah, I'd put down the glass of water as well. I wouldn't stand in a bucket of water either. Mike, you want to eat either of the mics?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm not an electrician, obviously.
Take it out.
The breaker.
Make a note of how it's connected. Take a photo of how it's connected. And then take the new one and reconnect it the exact same way.
Yeah, go to the Ace in downtown Northbrook. You know what I'm talking about, right? Over by Mari.
I do know what you're talking about, David.
Yeah, over by the subway there. And those guys will take care of you. And the owner's a good guy. Epping?
Thanks, guys.
Hang on.
Make sure that the power is actually off. Your actual circuit, your breaker box, you know, make sure it's labeled. If it's not labeled, I mean, you can buy an electrical tester and test that before you actually go to take that out. Every time you turn the breaker off, it might be labeled. Doesn't mean that that's that GFI. It should be on its own breaker. So that would just be my last tip for safety.
Does that make sense, Jimmy?
Yeah, appreciate that. Yep, sure does.
And if all else fails, you know, we could help you sell your house. Houses, I could
over by there.
I could sell that house in about 3 days. Okay, Jim, because homes in Northbrook are flying. All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. 312-981-7200. JP in Tennessee, you got a question for Mike Epping.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say over by there.
Over by there. I like that.
Fire it up, buddy. We got two.
You didn't
two,
say that right.
We got 3 minutes.
Over by there.
We got 3 minutes before the break. How can we help?
Do the guys at Syndergaard have a preferred brand of hot water heater?
Yeah, actually we do. And that would be State. And State is actually made and manufactured in Tennessee. So, yeah, that's our primary water heater that we use is State.
S-T-A-T-E?
S-T-A-T-E, yes.
Okay.
Very good product. Yeah, I mean, not only do I think it's the highest quality and the best water heater, you know, made out there, but the warranty behind it is huge. And, you know, if you've ever tried to replace a warranty water heater or a part through a home center, good luck.
Yep.
Where if you buy it from a licensed contractor and you've got that State product in there, you call that 1-800 number and you're going to get a part to you as soon as it can get there. And, you know, we've...
The Bradford White.
Bradford White is solid. I mean, that's kind of our backup. They're a little smaller in height. And we'll use them, you know, in different applications. But, you know, the water heater, if I was to put one in my home or any of my family or friends, it would be State followed up by Bradford White.
Yeah, good to know. Appreciate it.
Thanks. You're welcome.
All right, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, JP. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You want to leave us with a nugget of knowledge before we go to the news at the bottom of the hour?
I'll give you a nugget of knowledge. Call Lindholm Roofing for all your roofing, siding, window, tuck pointing, insulation needs.
Does Lindholm Roofing, text your hair 708, go to Evergreen Park? I have a leaky corner gutter.
Love to go to Evergreen Park.
I guess before we hit the break, what's your service area? We go all the way to the Indiana line?
We'll go all the way into Indiana. We'll go all the way up to Wisconsin.
So you'll
into.
So Maryville, Crown Point?
We won't go too far over the border of
Hobart.
Indiana or... Where's Hobart?
Right over the border.
We'll go there.
Okay.
We'll go to Lake Geneva.
Wow. Okay. So you'll go to Route 50.
Yep.
Over
That's
the
That's a nice drive.
That's a great drive. Yeah, over to Lake Geneva. The Innisbrook there, I think that's what it is. It used to be the Playboy Club.
Yep.
Oh,
you never lived there.
I live right there, Twin Lakes.
Yeah, Twin
Beautiful
Lakes.
Area.
That's where my in-laws used to have a home.
All the way out to Rockford, Belvedere.
You go all the way out to Rockford and Belvedere?
Yep.
Del Webb out in Hundley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Route 39, I guess that's what it is. Isn't that Route 39 out west? That'll take you to Rockford? I think that's
right. 90 there. Takes you to Rockford.
And then, but out west. Somebody
it's 3990. Yeah.
We just visited Huntley.
Right by Bullock.
Just visited Huntley a couple days ago.
All right. Phone number one more time before we hit a break.
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.